Alrighty, we'll just go live because I was caught up a couple days ago and now we're back. Hey Cappy, how you doing? Good, Christian. You're regular. How are you? It's good to see you again. I know that you aren't dialed into the news on media or current events, and you're not a car guy like Rich Cooper at all. However, well, I know how to work on cars. However, I want to know, what is your stance on the constant push for electric vehicle? Car manufacturers like Porsche, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Mercedes went bat bleep crazy for killing their V8 AMG line. Jaguar, Dodge, Ford, and many others are pressured by the EU and the government in the US via emission standards to kill and stop research development of ICE, internal combustion engine, and start going towards electric vehicles. I'm not against electric vehicles per se. I believe there should be a diverse option for consumers. If you want a V12, get it. If you want an electric vehicle, you should get it. The fact that governments are eager and salivating to eradicating gas-powered cars disturbs me. All I've heard is they are doing this to fight climate change, which we all know is BS, and that the world is running out of fuel, which is another lie I've been hearing since I was 10 years old. But I strongly believe that all this is a giant smokescreen to push an agenda. I don't know what it is. I will answer what it is. People often say, get on with the times, man. It's not cool to drive a gas-powered V8 anymore. You're not making a conscious decision, blah, blah, blah. Always trying to put guilt. I feel that this is no different than shaming those who didn't get the vaccine. What also bothers me is that the car brands know that there is demand for V8, V10, and V12. Every car, Mercedes-Benz, for example, now looks the same. There's no distinction or uniqueness anymore. Well, isn't it because that's Mercedes, but didn't Volkswagen buy Porsche and a bunch of other cars, and now they're using the same parts and components, so they all now start to look the same? There's no distinction or uniqueness anymore in any area of life, like fashion, music, etc. I like how tree huggers, the Greta Thunbergs of the world, are jumping around with big smile on their faces, knowing that ICE cars will be gone, but no one is talking about how the power grid will handle when people have to charge them. What also surprises me is that when I did research on when the first EV came out, the first electric car came out in 1832, while a gas-powered car came out in 1886. That's interesting. The technology for electric vehicles is already there. Why it never took off in a popular gas car? Probably because I'd imagine battery technology was not that good back then. That's the only thing I get. Like, the fuel was not stable or reliable. Everyone likes to bleep on Apple for making little kids in Africa work in minefields to get cobalt, nickel, and other materials necessary for batteries, but apparently it's okay when it comes to batteries or EVs. Also, we are currently having a chip shortage, which is why getting a new car is very hard. My final question, will this backfire on car brands like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Ford, Mercedes, as they will soon proceed to stop making their famous V8 and V12 engines, Mustangs, Aventadors, Hurricanes? What are those? Mercedes-AMG line, the one thing that made them famous and desirable among car enthusiasts. All I know is that whenever government heavily forces something upon a population, it ain't good. Thanks, I appreciate your response, Christian. All right, let's go. You had the great, here it is. But I strongly believe that this is all just a giant smokescreen to push an agenda. I don't know what it is. All right, it is not anything nefarious. It is not evil. I actually think that most of these people actually believe that they're going to save the world and global warming and all that. But deep down inside, and this is why it doesn't make sense. If we let's back up. People want to save the environment. Whether you agree that the environment is being threatened by global warming or not, that doesn't matter. People want to save the environment. The question you need to ask is, why do they want to save the environment? You say, well, saving the environment, who wants to live on a planet of Mars? What's all, well, I guess Mars is cool, a burning planet like Venus. Who wants that? Well, no one wants that. Or do they want to save the planet because it gives them value? Because these people have absolutely nothing else going on in their life, that they want to advocate for something that feels good but has no feasibility. And you're right. There was I think maybe it was a TED Talk or something. And the only reason I tuned into it because I wanted to know it for a fact, but this guy was a solar expert, electrical engineering expert. And he talked about, okay, you want electric vehicles so there's no emissions. And I'm actually kind of for him. I was looking at buying one because I'm like, well, that's if I could get a solar panel and it'd be more or less free. Same thing with my house. I'm not against having a solar powered house. It's not cost beneficial unless, so hopefully the day will come. it is cost beneficial. It is economic because I'd like to not pay an electric bill. I like to charge my car. I'm all for it. But we could do it. We could have done this yesterday. We could have had dirt cheap electricity, and that was through nuclear power. And nuclear power is, you know, aside from Chernobyl and Fukushima, I think it was. All right. Oh, the Soviets. Gee, I wonder if there are any quarters cut there in communism. The other one was a tsunami. Okay. And we build them up on mountains. I don't know. Nuclear power would solve the global warming threat immediately, or not immediately. It takes several years, decades, frankly. But we could have solved it by now instead of bitching and whining about it for the decades. We could have solved this, and we would have a reliable power system to power not just cars, but houses and everything. And you wouldn't have to worry about global warming. Yes, there would be some nuclear waste. Yes, that would have to be dealt with. But that is if you believe in global warming, that is a much smaller problem than the Earth overheating. Like the Yucca Mountain, we'll just go to Yucca Mountain. Have you ever driven out to Yucca Mountain? I went past it. It's like, wow, there is nothing here. They're worried about putting toxic waste out here. What? There's nothing here. And when you're going to find out when there's a practical solution and no one takes it, you realize the reason they want to save the environment is not to save the environment, but like pretty much all leftist or environmental or noble causes, it's so people can feel good. That's it. I'll give you a perfect example. How would you end childhood hunger or childhood poverty? You would mandate vasectomies and birth control for everyone until they got married. That would be it. There's your solution. I have just solved not only children's poverty, but most poverty, because unaffordable children is the number one cause of poverty. We're not going to do that. Technology's been around a long time. Right? Long time. But we're not going to do it. Oh, because it violates our rights to bring unwanted children that we're going to ignore and torture and bring up in a tormented psychological hell of dysfunctional families and divorce, assuming they ever were, man, fatherless homes, deadbeat dads, abuse. Oh, look, it's mommy's boyfriend. No, that's better than the kid. We sure need our rights to bring those kids into this world. You know, how do you get, give you another example. How do you get a heroin addict or an alcoholic or a drug addict straight and sober? Put them in rehab. You make sure they never get it again. You let them crash. You let them suffer. Yeah. How do you get poverty to end? There's an adult poverty, not children. Let them starve. Don't give them a welfare state. When they get hungry enough, they'll straighten up. You wonder how I got such independence and success? Because I was hungry, literally hungry. I don't know if I was starving. Someone who's a nutrition expert could tell me, but 5'9", going into college, I'm 147. By 1 year time, I'm down to 118 pounds. Is that starving? I don't know. And that's, I mean, we could solve these problems tomorrow if we wanted to. Or these people literally just virtue signaling, saying the politically correct things so they could feel good and be popular about themselves. Molyneux had a great observation about being prescribed a root beer float or taking the root beer float. And he pointed out that, not necessarily for the first time, but at least half the U.S. population collects a government check. Now, admittedly, a lot of that are retired people socially, so I admit that. But a significant percent of the population are pretty worthless people. They offer nothing of value to society. They have no value, no economic value. And people who tend to have no economic value, no work ethic, and they don't work, also tend to offer nothing of value to society in other regards, social, romantic, physical, sexual. You know, it's not a shock that the guy collecting the stimmy checks is also physically revolting and fat, right? So these people have nothing. And they've thrown away religion, traditional religion, whichever one you want to, you know, because, oh, God in the sky. Which, yeah, okay, I understand. There's a criticism there. But you don't have to, like, slam on the Christians or the Jews or the Muslims. Oh, you won't slam on the Muslims because they'll kick your ass. Oh, I see. Once again, you're a coward. a hypocrite. And so now for the first time, your job was to sit down, stay indoors, and do nothing and collect a government check. And you're brave and amazing and courageous. It's almost like a new religion, but most traditional religions require some kind of sacrifice and work and doing without, you know, you fast, you follow rules. You don't covet that man's wife. Why? She's hot. Because reasons. All right, I won't do that. Don't steal his donkey. Okay, I won't steal his donkey. Really want to, though, because it make my life, you know, I want to be a better man. I want to be productive. I want to be good. I want to be of worth to society. These people don't want to put in the effort and the energy. But now, if you just do what you were going to do anyway, sit on your ass with your thumb up it, playing video games, collecting government checks. Oh, and then you get a root beer float mandated by the government or your employer. You're a hero. I am. And I'm not making fun of mentally impaired people. I'm making fun of leftist liberal people and liberal arts majors and college graduates. I got college degree. I'm so smart. What was Pete the Puma? You say one or two loops of three. You guys remember Pete the Puma? Anyone remember that? Ooh, three or four. How many lumps do you want? None at all. That's probably insulting and offensive to some lily-livered, spineless sack of American out there. Pete the Puma. I wonder what we're going to find wrong with Pete the Puma. Ooh, three or four. Bugs Bunny had his little nephew with, and Pete the Puma was always trying to, he dressed up like an old lady, put big leaves in his ear or his hair, make it seem like he was a rabbit. Oh, hey, but you kids got your Adventure Time, whatever crap they got on cartoons now. Where the hell was I going? Oh, so the electric vehicle thing. So when there is an opportunity to get pretty much what you want, to stave off, you know, to solve a very big problem in your mind with a much smaller problem, nuclear waste, and you don't take it, it shows that you really don't care. I mean, Democrats are a perfect example. Like, do you think any Democrat, okay, maybe some, actually genuinely care about closing gaps between different groups? We could use minorities. Most Democrats, however, don't give a crap about your average black person. They want your vote and consequently your money. Because if they wanted you to be successful and not be poor anymore, say, hey, the same advice I give everybody else. Basically, here's the secret. I should write a book. Be Asian. Major in engineering. Get good grades. Don't commit no crimes. Have kids in wedlock. Work hard. That is, you know, that would solve a lot of problems. No. They're not going to tell. Why? They don't actually care about their fellow black person people. They don't care to get wage. They don't care about Latino. They don't care about women. They don't care about whatever group they claim to care about. They just want your vote. That's it. Even if it ruins your life and your family's life in the process. And this is the same thing here. These people just want to feel good because they got nothing else going on in their lives. And the hell if they're going to sit and even make a hard decision or come up with a personal ideology that could be political or economic, but a life code to live by, to take stances. They're not going to sit down like, well, you're right. Global warming is real. Let's say it is. I'm for getting electric vehicles. You know why? Get rid of smog. Have you been to LA? Have you been to Vegas? I'm all for pollution. And that's the United States. Go to any second, third world major metro. Look at the pollution. So, I mean, there are compelling non-global warming reasons to have electric vehicles. Well, the torque, and they're fun too. I mean, I'm not against them. But if global warming is the whole reason, okay, then you should have the sit down and ponder and formulate a life policy and ideology and ethic or group of ethics by which you're going to work. You would say, all right, well, this is we better solve it now. And you can see where they're hypocritical. They don't care to solve it. It's just a religion for them to feel good. You know, and this is where you'll get it. It's the bumper stickers. You know, the car with all the bumper sticker. The birds of a feather flock together. If they're for end global warming, they're also going to have probably a BLM bumper sticker. They have a BLM bumper sticker. Probably have a Occupy Wall Street. There to help the women, help the children, save the whales, whatever. It's all the same. And when you look at that, you got to realize, okay, that person really doesn't care about Black people, the environment, women, rights, free Tibet, whatever. They're a worthless person with nothing else going on in their lives. And they just want to have purpose and value without work. And virtue signaling, and that's all it is essentially that I have value now because I said the right things that are popular and I care. But you will almost always find economically, but I would also say characteristically worthless person behind that. And so that's why it's political. And now, are there electric companies that would like to? I'm sure, you know, Elon Musk does get subsidies, you know, like, okay. And I'm all for the electric. Really, I was thinking like, well, maybe get some solar power or wind power, you know, just in case the grid goes down. It's for simple survival purposes. Like, I like the electricity to continue. It's a good idea. I've even thought about tinkering with it. Like I could probably put up solar panels and maybe go get training somewhere and do it myself. Like who, you know, you would find odd bedfellows, like a lot of survivalist prepper types who are not leftists are probably very pro electrical grid or nuclear power or, you know, non-combustion engine, renewable energy. Because I don't know if you notice this, it takes multi-trillion dollar infrastructure to extract and refine oil into gas. So I'm all for it, but you know, when the free people want it. But we've long ago voted in way too many tyrants and people who think our spending habits are their business, ranging from everything from illegal drugs to, I don't know, what, you know, obese fat food, you know, people that eat Cheetos, you know, how much you have to go to school. Well, you need this number of years of college to get a job. And it shouldn't shock you that they're also going to be like, oh, we're, you know, what was it? Newsom, like, we're going to be electric vehicle free by 2035. Have fun because the grid ain't there. You already got rolling brownouts. The grid's not there. But this is ideologues of the leftist environmentalist variety who do not have a real mind among them, a realistic, feasible mind among them, who, you know, didn't do the math. Like that guy, the guy I was telling you about, is this already going? Oh, there it is. He said, basically, we need to turn all of Australia into a solar panel. And then we'll have enough electric. And they're like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, it's just not going to. And did the math. It wasn't terribly advanced or complicated math. And that should have, like, any person who's serious about global warming would say, oh, well, we better fire up the nuclear power plants. And that's sad. This is where I hate humans, because most humans are hypocrites, liars, and frauds and fakes. Most of them just want to live in their little bubble and their lie at your expense and society's expense. And in the case of here, where we could have nuclear reactors getting rid of global warming at the expense of the future. Because presumably this is why they're doing it, for the future. Most of these environmentalist types don't have kids, so they're being really selfless, like for other people's children. Well, don't you care? This is the solution right now. This is what we got for now. Do you want to end it today? Oh, no. You really just want to bitch about it. That's it. Because if we took this away from you, you know, the old classic saying, what would Jesse Jackson do if we achieved parity between this, not the sexes, the races? He'd have to get a real job. And he's you'll never... Him and Al Sharpton will never shut the F up. They will always be there huckstering racism, or race hucksters, or race pimps. Pimp? Race pimps. I like race pimp. Yeah, race pimps. They'll be race pimps until they're dead. Because why would you get a real job? All right. Let's go. Do the super chess. Let's go to the super chats, the super chats, the super chats. Let's go to the super chats and have ourselves a treat. Fred Freeman, so for $2. Latina, I dated, got an MBA, now making four, marketing for electric vehicles. Sent you a pic. All right, cool. She like in lingerie or something? I don't take pictures unless the girl's in lingerie. I'm getting very, very finicky of the girls that are sending pictures. Fred, for $2, I'd put in a bid to buy your MBA degree if you had one. $450 so far for the degree. Fred, again, $2, raise minimum wage to $15 an hour and end poverty. Robert Reich, yeah, and that's, you know, I think it's Janet Yellen's as well. I'm okay if we print off a little bit more money. I'm a little bit more easy on expanding the monetary supply or money supply. It's like, well, then you're not an economist. Now there's Robert Reich. Well, I mean, literally, okay, Robert, I'll raise you $20 an hour. I say 20. That's what I do. If you ever wonder I'm a politician, I'd be like, $50 an hour. I'll go 55. I'll go 100. What do you want? Go all day. Whatever the Democrats are like, nope, we're doing $5 more. Why don't you love poor people? Swallow Blue, $5. Electric vehicles are going to fail thanks to government taxes. My state taxes you per mile for driving electric vehicle, and the U.S. electrical grid is very unreliable. Yeah, that's right. Didn't Texas go down? California needed to buy. They had an outage, and they had to buy from Texas, and then Texas, I think, had to buy from California. Fred Freeman Sowell, $2. You like book I bought today, Fail of Yugoslavia. Is it an audiobook? DJ Aftershock, $2. Turns out Clary is heir to the Habsburgs. I wish. I don't know if they even had. Didn't the Germans or somebody take it? Like the Austro-Hungarian Empire doesn't exist. Someone took their stuff. That was over 100 years ago. Sam Whiskey, coolest name in the internet, $10. Alexander, the great strategy for Afghanistan was to mate with the local inhabitants to pacify a revolt. He was brave and amazing and left a lot of DNA in Afghanistan. I know an Afghani gal that has blue eyes and does not look Afghan. I was like, you're from Afghanistan? And she's like, yeah, they were up in the mountains. I'm like, oh, okay. She didn't sound like that, if you're one. She didn't sound like she was from Fresno. She had an accent. Scrolling through. All right. Dave, 128. Welcome back. Dave, where have you been? $5. You should follow Crime Watch Minneapolis on Twitter. The amount of crime around the University of Minnesota is off the charts now. Theft, strong arm, robbery. No, I see. It was always kind of a crap neighborhood. I'd have to look to see if it's worse than normal. But the West Bank was always kind of shady and iffy. I lived there. I lived the ghettos in the sky. I'll take a look. I like a year-over-year analysis. Fred Freeman Sowell, $2. Spend $50,000 on pickup artist coach, MBA, apartment in East Europe. I think I'd get the apartment in East Europe before I spend any of my money on that stuff. Heavy Weather Tread, $5. What you all say, we get together and take Baja, Mexico as our own country. I'm wondering how defensible that would be. They'd have to be a pretty much an amphibious landing unless they came in through California. And with Tijuana traffic, they ain't making it south too quick. Some Mexicans find that funny? Once they get past traffic at Tijuana, we'd have to worry about them. But otherwise, it'd have to be an amphibious landing. Fred Freeman sold $2. Possible to retire on $500,000 in East Europe, Southeast Asia. It's possible to retire in the U.S. on $500,000 if you're 65. Yeah, I would say it is, depending on the country. Noah, hey, Noah, $2, forced to take finance. Explain discount rate, please. Your discount rate is to give you accounts for inflation and then your cost of capital. You got an investment. You're going to borrow some money. You're going to pay a certain interest rate on that debt, you're going to have a certain amount of equity investment, of which you got to pay banker's fees. And then you have to provide a required rate of return. Otherwise, you'd never raise that money in the first place. So those two costs, the interest rate and the required return on equity investments, stocks, you have to pay that to the debt and equity holders, or provide that to the debt and equity holders in order for them to lend you the money. So you must meet your debt financing requirements first, and then your equity financing requirements second. After that, then, is if you provide profit beyond that, you discount it by those weighted average cost of capitals, is incredibly boring, to give you what is called the net present value of that entire investment. In today's dollars, accounting for the fact you have to pay out these capital costs, right? It's not just like, oh, they give me money and I go, no, you got to pay these people. And so you take all the free cash flow of the company, you discount it all the way back to today's dollars. It's kind of like the simplest way to view it, Noah, is you're adjusting all future profits into today's dollars to value the company, because that's what the value of a company is all of its future profits discounted to today. And the discount rate you use to discount that, kind of for inflation, but you have to account for debt and equity financing. That's your inflation rate to calculate the value of that company. The problem is discounted cash flow is completely worthless. The value of an investment is determined by how much money the government prints off at interest rates that are lower, and whether or not we're in a recession or not. And that's nice and cute. You're taking that finance class. You will never use it. And I hope you never use it, because market inference pricing is a much better, much more accurate and timely current way to value a company at a particular time. There's also a cost method, where what would it cost to rebuild that company from scratch? That's another way to do it. But discounted cash flow, which is what I'm presuming you're using the discount rate for, is bullshit. And it doesn't surprise me the colleges are still teaching it. David 128 for $5 again. Need more economic efficiency loss of the day videos. Love the Kowalskis and the Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, I got some. I just don't have the time. I got asshole consulting to do, and I got to move, and I got to do all this other stuff. No, it costs $2. It's the prereq. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Just smile, do the math, learn Excel. Christopher Palmer. I think he's a new guy. Christopher Palmer. Here's what's his name? Charlton Heston. $5. What's the point of going green if India and China continue to be India and China? No point.
Good feelings.
Did you not hear me about the feelings? Have you not lived in America for a while? Do you not know it is all about the fifis and the feelings? Have you not met the millennial generation and the Gen Zers, who are always offended at everything? Have you not seen corporate America tell people they have value because of the way they were born, not their content of character or their deeds? Have you seen fifi America? Have you met a woman? Have you ever tried to tell her the truth? How'd that go? China's got to be laughing their asses off at us. Fred Friedman saw $2. Dad's rugby moved to Wisconsin. Jesse Jackson shut down Chicago. Wait, they can't play rugby in Chicago? What? Sam Whiskey, $5. Saving the planet is BS. The world will be fine without humans. Yeah, the sooner we die, the better off we'll be, right? There's a quote. The sooner we die, the better off we'll be. Aaron Clary, Essel Consulting. Fred Freeman saw $2. Choose church with Roosh or BLM protest with my liberal ex. Church with Roosh, obviously. I like Roosh. I there's nothing wrong with being religious. I envy people who are religious. You have this ability to believe in something that I have yet to see proof of. I just can't believe in it. And Roosh is intelligent. I would rather hang out with Roosh. Roosh. Let's scrolling through. I think we're caught up. We are caught up. There you go. Okay. Questions, answers. AssholeConsulting.com. All sending tacos for this stream. Thank you. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.